We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Good morning, 7:39, and we're going to see gray skies, not as cold, maybe 38, 39 degrees, maybe a flurry. We're all very keen and really been focused the last 48 hours on those missing children that were abducted. They have been found safe in Alabama, and we'll get 13 WHAM News on it in just a few minutes, so we're very happy to see this. But they were in foster care, and, you know, Sandy, we've been following this. It's just such a great relief to know that they've been, that, man, the police have really outdone themselves. They just were so on it.
From Greece to Alabama.
Yeah.
And I can't, and I think I'm not the only one. I think all of us have, it's been in our mind. We can't stop thinking about it. These poor little moochies were, how old, Scotty, again?
Three and five. And the Amber Alert went, you know, got out about midnight, 12:30 the other night, and it's on all the signs and the expressways, so it's all good news. But then Sandy brings up to me, she's like, oh my God, we got to reach out to Angie Hundley. Angie is on the line. She's, yeah, look, so giving up has never been an option for you. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I'm just going to read from your website. You've overcome an array of circumstances and events that would have led many others just to be lost and in despair. Now, you used all these negative circumstances. You did have the foster parent experience. Is that correct?
I did. I went to four foster homes.
Now you have so much success in your life. Sandy, I'll let you blow her horn.
Angie, she's the most incredible person ever. I interviewed her for the Seven Figures podcast. And after that, we are like, instant friend. But it's incredible when you said you cycled out of the foster care system thinking no big deal. Okay, yeah, I cycled out. I have a, you know, $1 million business here. I'm doing fine. Everything's great. And when someone told you, oh, you are the 5% to cycle out, you said that was the light bulb that you need to now, you know, spread the word about how important it is to support these kids.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. It to this day, like, I don't understand how I got to be in the 5%. And I say it all, you know, all the time, that I really always just felt like I was doing what everybody else was doing, not ever looking at myself as a statistic. But it was one of the reasons why I definitely decided I needed to speak up and have a voice and let people know that there is definitely, you know, something with this, that there needs to be some change, that people need to look at foster care differently and help bring these kids along. And so I'm very passionate about it right now.
You were 7 years old. So this is, I think, the thing that all of us, especially all of us who have little kids, we just see our kids who are little and we're like, oh my God, what were those kids? Here we got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old being taken in at midnight by these, whoever they were, driving on a road trip to Alabama. You were there in kind of like a situation like that. What was going through your mind when you were a kid? What do you think these kids are, you know?
I have to tell you, first of all, when you texted me and said that happened, I instantly, like, teared up, had chills. Like, I can't even imagine. It's but, you know, when you're in foster care, number one, you're already feeling like you're a third wheel to somebody else, to somebody else's family. And, you know, even at 7 years old, I never wanted to inconvenience anybody. And it's amazing at seven I thought this, but, you know, I was afraid to ask for a meal. I was afraid to ask for a toothbrush. You're afraid to ask for anything because you don't want to inconvenience somebody, because your whole life has just been shambled. You know, you live in an environment that you think is normal, and then, you know, for whatever circumstance, you don't know where you're going, where you're going to live. who's caring for you? You get placed as complete strangers,
mm-hmm.
and you have to, you know, try to communicate. And for me specifically, you know, I had two younger sisters, and I was their voice too, because, I mean, a 3 and a 5-year-old, you know how they are with most strangers. People don't, you know, if somebody come up to my 3-year-old, they're going to look at them like, don't talk to me.
Right, like,
yeah.
who are you? Right,
yeah.
right.
And they don't right. have a voice. At that right, age, absolutely. They don't really know. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the foster system is necessary to that link when kids have nowhere else to go. And thank God there's a lot of loving families that'll take kids in. But what's the key to cycling out of that into something great?
You know, it's the power of the mind. It really is. I say it all the time, but for me specifically, I realized I had value. And so somebody at some point in my life instilled that, hey, Angie, you have value. You are very smart. You can have whatever you want in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to get it. But it's something about that resonated with me at a very young age. And when I've talked to other survivors that are in my 5% category, we all have come to that same conclusion that at some point, somebody touched us and made us feel like we were important again. Because when you're in that environment and that aspect of your life, you don't have value at all.
Mm.
You're just being shoved around like trash.
Mm.
And literally, you live out of trash bags, you know? And so when you have somebody that builds you up mentally and is making you feel like, you know what, this is going to pass and you're a human being and you can do whatever you want. And that's so huge. It's so huge. And I say this all the time when I give presentations, that it's so important to, it really not just a foster child, just children in general.
Mm.
There's other children that are living in situations, obviously, that land them in foster care, or, you know, poverty or whatever that it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But you still go through the same stresses as a family that make you feel like you don't have a sense of value. And so that's where the importance comes, is having that.
You have a book. I want to give a plug for your book because I want people to get this and read it. It's called A Recipe for Bad Lemons, Ingredients for Success from Life's Sour Moments. How long has that been out now?
It went live October.
Oh.
The whole of October.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And if you want to go to AngieHundley.com, AngieHundley.com, you can see more of her story. And you know, thanks for giving us a little hope this morning. It was a really scary 24 hours here in Rochester.
Yes, that's crazy. I have to tell you, though, I've talked to some other, like, I live here in Kansas City area, and it's very common for kids to go missing in foster care.
Mm.
It's sad, but it happens a lot. And I talked to a local CASA here, and they were telling me how they've got a ton of kids that are unaccounted for right now because they run away from foster care.
Oh, yeah. It's sad.
Well,
there definitely is a need for some people to you know, understand it more.
Yeah.
If this story, this local story, has impacted any of you to a point where you're like, I want to help these children. I want to be, you know, I want to adopt them. I want to be a foster home. Can our listeners reach out to you, Angie, in, you know, because that's kind of a big step for a lot of families. Can they reach out to you and kind of pick your brain a little bit on what it takes
absolutely.
To be a foster? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Best way to get a hold of you?
I have on my website, AngieHundley.com, or my email is Angie@AngieHundley.com.
Very good. Thanks so much for taking a couple
thanks,
minutes.
Guys.
And it was really short notice, so we're like, thanks a lot for getting up early and doing this with us this
morning. I thought
you
guys were calling to sing happy birthday to me or something.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, then. Okay.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
It's my son's birthday, too, so I'll never forget that.
Oh,
yeah, awesome. How about that?
It's a very common day.
There you go. It's okay, thanks, Angie. Talk to you soon. Go to AngieHundley.com. You too. AngieHundley.com. It's Pizzano and Sandy on The Buzz. Good morning. I got calls coming in. Hi, The Buzz.
Hey, this is, you know, I'm just calling about the foster care experience. You had spoken to a lady earlier today.
Yeah. We had Angie Hundley on a little bit ago, and she got a great story.
Yeah,
well, it's not really great, but...
I wanted to let you and Sandy know that you guys were actually a funny part of our foster care experience.
Oh, why is that?
We were?
Okay, so let me give you the background. My wife and I were foster parents.
Uh-huh.
We had one biological child. Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
That's okay.
Today's a day today.
Aww. Yeah.
And we had one biological. We tried to have more. We couldn't have more. We spent thousands of dollars on in vitro and everything else, only to be told at the end, hey, guess what? It failed. We decided to do foster care, and we fostered multiple children. We ended up adopting 5 of them.
Oh, you're such a beautiful person. Oh, my God, you're like an angel.
You guys were part of our foster care experience when you were on another radio station. And when I tell you guys will probably remember it, okay?
Okay, what?
You guys were talking about parents spending a lot of money on graduation.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the father that called up and said, look, my wife spends way too much. She called up and said, hey, enough is not enough. This is their one time.
Uh-huh.
And my boys called up, and my one foster son, Eagle, and my other biological son, Antonio, called up. And he's the one that said, yeah, I want an outfit for my graduation party. And you guys were like, it made you guys' day that day. And you made our day as
well.
Oh, my
God. I totally remember you. That was like yesterday.
I know.
It feels like yesterday. I so distinctly remember our conversation.
Now, how long ago was that?
Oh, my God. Let's see.
It's a long time ago.
Eagle will be 25 this year. The only reason why I say that is today was the day that my wife and I got the phone call that he was in the hospital, and we had to go see him because he was on his own. He was trying to do well.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled with alcoholism, and he was hit by a car,
and he
passed away.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry.
But, some of the positives that came out where we were able to spread our message about, you know, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, depression. You know, if you need help, call someone, reach out to it.
Yeah.
He also donated a lot of his organs, saving other people's lives. So, I mean, I just want to tell you guys that you guys were a great part of our life because of that whole thing.
Aww.
And we still talk about it, you know, and we had posted it to our Facebook because, you know, at that time you could post the soundbite on the Facebook.
Yeah.
It was that made our day, man. That made his day. That made our whole family's day.
That's
you know?
So great.
Can we, everybody, I'm sure, is saying this too, who's listening. Can we all thank you for being such a beautiful person and helping so many kids and so many lives? Because, I mean, we are grateful for you.
I'll give it to my wife. She is very patient. She's the most loving person I know, and she's amazing, you know. And I know today's a very tough day for her.
Yeah.
It's tough for all of us, but especially on her. And it's just like, they had a special bond, a special connection that nobody will ever realize, you know, and it's just, she's amazing.
I got to tell you, this I think this all happened for a reason today, and I'm so glad we're able to get you on to talk about it, and we send lots of love and hugs and stuff to your family and everything that you do for kids. Really, so nice of you.
I will say that, you know, the lady was right. There's the kids in foster care, when they first come in these homes, they think the worst of themselves. It is the worst thing as a parent, because I never call them foster kids. I call them my kids.
They're
my kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and, you know, you go in as a foster parent. We were considered that we were foster to adopt. We wanted to adopt because, again, we couldn't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
But these kids, a lot of times get bounced from home to home.
Right.
You know, and it sucks.
It does. And
because, you know, sometimes the parents don't, you know, it's tough. You know, sometimes they don't understand what's going on, so they can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they try their best and they can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's a lot of good stories that come out of it, you know.
And you're one of them. And I think that's so great. And I want other people to hear your story and know that you can make a difference in a kid's life. And you certainly have.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's an amazing experience. I would never give it up. The good and the bad. I mean, we've had, you know.
With any kids and raising families, there's always ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, you've been through, we give you so much, you know, we're sending, like, every listener right now is sending lots of love and caring for you and your family. Thank you so much for the call, man. I appreciate it. What's your first name?
Junior.
Junior. Okay. To you, your wife, your kids, we love you guys.
Thank you, guys. I just want to spread that word out, man. Those kids need love.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.